我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们又一次聚集在你面前。
And once again, we gather before you.
我们等候你向我们说话。
We wait for you to speak to us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你拯救我们的时候。
Because when you saved us.
你不是只是把我们放在一个仅仅蒙恩得救的地步。
You did not just place us in the position of just receiving salvation.
你叫我们更多的认识你的自己。
But you want us to know you more.
叫我们从对你的无知。
So from being
给带到一个地步，我们完全的被你来遮盖。
So from being ignorant about you, we are brought to a point that we're completely covered by you.
来充满。
And to be filled by you.
一直引领我们走完我们该走的路。
And you continue to lead us to the path.
像你当日领着大卫，从软弱无知走到面对面的活在你的面光底下。
And just like before, you led David from being ignorant, weak and weak to a point that he walked under your countenance.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们借此这样来读诗篇。
And this time, as we study the Psalms,
十分需要你自己圣灵在我们的里面动工。
And we truly need the work of your Holy Spirit within us.
让他那赐人智慧和启示的灵大大的做工在我们里面。
So the Spirit of wisdom and revelation will work mightily within us.
我们在这里仰望你。
And we're here to look to you.
愿你给我们十分清楚你在属灵的路上是怎样领着我们往前走。
So that we will see very clearly how you are leading us to walk on this spiritual path.
感谢归给主。
And thanksgiving be to our Lord.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
晚上我们要在诗篇里读到第八章。
And this
第八篇。
This evening we will study Psalm 8.
我们今天晚上只是读一篇。
And this evening we'll only study one psalm.
但是这一篇是很有关键的。
But this is a very key psalm.
因为在这一章可以说出大卫在他年幼的时候是怎么活在神的面前，而神就让他怎样来学了的一些属灵的功课。
Because this psalm tells us how David lived before God when he was young and the spiritual lessons that the Lord wanted him to learn.
虽然这个时候他已经做完了。
And even though at this time he's already a king.
在写这一篇诗的时候他已经做完了。
And when he was writing this psalm, he was already a king.
但是他在主的光照的底下把他带回到年轻的时候的一点属灵的学习和经历。
But under God's enlightenment, he was brought back to when he was younger, how he learned before God some spiritual lessons.
这一个对他在神的面前慢慢的纠正了他对神所预备的救恩的丰盛，能认识到有多大有多深。
And it corrected him in terms of his understanding about the salvation that he has received, how deep and how vast it was.
我们从前一次所交通的内容来留意。
And if we go back to the content which we shared last night,
我们看到大卫是懂得靠近神的。
And we know that David was someone who knew how to draw near to God.
他实在是碰到许许多多的难处。
And he has encountered much difficulties.
以致他自己看我是被追赶的人。
So he looked at himself as someone who was pursued.
但是他所感觉那个追赶和实质在那里追赶他的人却是两个不同的人物。
But how he felt in terms of who was pursuing him compared to who was indeed pursuing him.
他觉得是人家追赶他。
He thought that men was after him.
但实际上呢，是神借着人的手 来追赶他。
But in reality, it was God through man's hand pursuing after him.
但是他在起初追求的时候，那个过程是比较单纯。
But in the beginning, he was rather single-hearted.
没有留意到属灵的事情本身是一场很严肃的属灵的征战。
And he didn't realize spiritual matter in and of itself is a very severe spiritual warfare.
不是只是外面的一些功课，你学吧，一样一样的学，学好了交卷，交卷了，到了最末了的时候，你毕业了。
So it's not like something that is on the outside that you would learn the lessons and then you turn in your homework and at the end you will get your marks.
不是这样的。
And then you graduate. It's not like this.
他在神的面前也慢慢的懂得，神把他往深处带的时候，他就很深的体会得到。
And when he was before God, gradually he began to understand.
一切属灵的学习都带着征战的性质在哪里的。
All spiritual matters involved in, it was involved in spiritual warfare.
如果我们这次叫做属灵的学习这一个经历来看诗篇的时候，
And this time if we look at the psalm from the perspective of spiritual lesson,
我们不是一个一个的作为一个简单的一篇一篇来留意。
So we are not going to treat them as individual psalms.
我们是把它作为一个系统的那样子，从开头一直到末了。
But as a system from the very beginning to the very end.
当中有许许多多的阶段。
And there are different stages within.
每一个阶段都是指出那个属灵的学习往上。
And each stage is pointing at the spiritual lesson, going higher and higher.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那接着晚上我们要读到第八篇。
And tonight we're going to study Psalm 8.
这次是我们是单独读一篇。
And today we're only studying one Psalm.
但是这一篇里面实在有很丰富的神的恩典的作为显在其中。
But indeed, in this psalm, we can see the abundant grace of God.
我们不知道大卫这个时候，是什么时候。
And we don't know exactly, what's the timeline here.
无论如何，一件事我们可以肯定的，他现在不是年轻人，不是，在战场上的战士，是已经坐上以色列的宝座的王。
But one thing we can be sure, he's no longer a youth, and he's not a soldier, a warrior in the battlefield, but he's a king reigning in the throne.
他这样，他第八篇里边所提到他所认识、所学习、所经历的事呢？
And this, in this psalm, the things that are mentioned here, what he has experienced and the lessons that he learned,
是对着上头第三篇到第七篇。那一次的交通的经历来说话的。
And these are pointing at the content in Psalm 3 through Psalm 8.
我们来留意第八章一开始。
Let's take note of the very beginning of Psalm 8.
他说：“耶和华，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
”Says, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，他这两句话很有意思的。
But sisters, these words are very meaningful.
因为他一开始就把神的那一个准确的位置摆在哪里。
Because from the very beginning, it has shown us the very accurate position of God.
他说：“耶和华，我们的主啊。”
It says, "O Lord, our Lord."
我相信弟兄姊妹们知道耶和华是什么意思。
And I believe brothers and sisters know what the Lord God means.
这个跟创世纪第一章一开头的时候所表达的这个意思是连在一起的。
And this is connected with what is in the beginning of Genesis chapter 1.
他称神为耶和华。
And it says the Lord God or Jehovah.
那耶和华是什么名字呢？
So what does the Lord God mean?
当然这个耶和华这一个词在 希伯来文里头就是用个那个 Elohim 的那一个字来发表的。
And the Lord God in Hebrew is Elohim. This is how it's expressed.
那这个字是什么意思呢？
And what does this word mean?
啊，这个字非常简单的。
It's a very simple word.
创造的主。
It's the Lord of creation.
全能的神。
The Almighty God.
一切都是从他那里开始。
And everything begins in him.
一切都是根据他所做的来表达出来。
And everything's expression is based
on him. 但是我们要弟兄姊妹需要注意的呢，不是这句话。
But what I like when sisters pay attention is not these words.
是接上这耶和华这个名词所引出的人的感觉。
But the, what I'd like to pay attention is the feeling of man that is connected with this term, O Lord, O God.
大卫在这里提到耶和华和亚基谁呢？我们的主。
When David mentioned, O Lord, and who is this Lord? It's our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你就注意到这一句话里头就把神和人的关系带到一个非常明显又准确的地步。
So this tells us the very accurate, very precise relationship between God and man.
我想弟兄姊妹该注意的是这一位神是谁的神。
And brothers, take note, who is this God? Whose God is this?
当然是我大卫的神。
And of course, this is David's God.
但是大卫在这里所表达呢，不是只是表达他个人跟神的关系。
But what David expressed here is not just his relationship with God.
在这里他所发表的呢，是神是众人的神。
But what he's expressing is a God is a God of many people.
所以他说是我们的主。
So that's why he said our Lord.
那当然这个我们不是包括所有的人。
And of course this our doesn't mean all people.
但是却是包括所有寻求神的人。
But includes all those who seek after God.
那一切寻求神的人，你都能留意到我们和神中间有一个关系。
And all who seek after God can see there is a relationship between God and them.
他是我们的主。
That he is our Lord.
既然他是我们的主。
Since he is our Lord.
我们对主的认识就包括过去的、现在的和前面的。
Then our understanding of our God will include what's in the past, what's in the present, and what is to come.
对过去的我们信心比较简单，那就他就是我的神。
In terms of the past, it's rather simple that he is our God.
但是到了经过一段的时间，
But after a little while,
有了一点属灵的经历和学习，
that we have some spiritual experiences
and learning, 那对神的认识就不是那么简单。
Then our knowledge of God is not so simple anymore.
你就看到。
Then you see,
神不仅是我们赐恩的主，
not only God is the Lord who gives us grace,
并且他是负我们责任的主，
but he's also a Lord who takes our responsibility.
就因为他是负我们责任的主，
and because he's responsible for us,
就叫我们看见在神面前我们是在成长里，
and that we can see that we are growing in the Lord.
但是神也不叫我们停在这里。
But God doesn't want us to stop there.
神仍然领着我们往前去。
God continues to lead us forward.
往前去到一个什么地步呢？
And where are we going forward?
我们和神中间有一个不能分开的关系。
That we will have an inseparable relationship with God.
神和我们是连接在一起。
That God is one with us.
神的心思要成了我们的心思。
That God's mind will be ours.
神的那个所有也成了我们的享用。
That what belongs to God will become our enjoyment.
那所以在第八篇一开头的时候，就把一个非常严肃又重要的事实摆在我们面前。
So that's why in the very beginning of Psalm 8, it tells us of this very solemn and important fact.
但他这样提到神和人的关系以后，
so after this mention about this relationship,
接下去他就再提一件事。
What follows that he mentions another thing.
他说你的名在地，在全地何其美。
That how majestic is your name in all the earth.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神的名在地上 给人完全的尊崇。
That the name of the Lord is honored by all.
为什么要尊崇神的名呢？
Why are they honoring God's name?
高举神的名呢？
Why are they exalting God's name?
因为他的名非常的美。
Because his name is very beautiful.
那就像第一节第二节一开始，耶和华我们的神啊，那一个内容很具体的就摆得出来。
So just like what's in the beginning, our Lord, our God, the content is very clearly displayed.
只要你在耶和华这一个关系里，你接触的一切的人事物，都是来把我们带到神的荣耀丰盛华美里的。
And as long as you're in the relationship with God, then all the things, matters, events will bring us into the majestic abundance of God.
所以第八篇这个一开头那几句话是叫我们在神的面前很清楚的看到我们跟随主的人又是如何的往前走。
So the very few words in the very beginning of Psalm 8 tell us those who follow the Lord, how do we go forward?
但是很有意思。
But very interestingly,
弟兄姊妹，如果你留意的话，你会发觉这里面有点事实是很有意思。
And brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, there's something in here that's very interesting.
什么事实呢？
What are these things?
你的名在全地何其美。
How majestic is your name in all the earth?
神的名只是在全地美吗？
Is God's name only majestic in all the earth?
当然是不是。
And of course not.
神的名是在整个宇宙里头都是一样。
And God's name should be the same in all the universe.
如果在地神的名字是美，那么在整个宇宙里头神的名字仍然是美。
If on earth God's name is majestic, then his name should be also majestic in the universe.
如果你真正的认识主，
If you truly know the Lord,
你不会只是看见我跟神的关系。
You would not just see your relationship with God.
你会让我们用我们熟悉的话来说，我们也同时一定看到我们和神的关系所引出来的神永远的旨意要做成在我们的身上。
And we will not focus on just our relationship with God, but we will see that our relationship is to bring forth His eternal will that is to be worked out in us.
那这是大卫当年在神面前留下这个诗篇第八篇的一个很重要的原因。
And this is one of the very important reasons why David left us in Psalm 8.
因为他在这里说到神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Because here he says, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
你怎么得到这个结论？
How do you come up with this conclusion?
他美是美在什么地方？
What areas
is God
majestic? What has he done that you cannot but to confess is majestic?
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到第八章那个把一个整个属灵的问题，从起初的一点点就带到一个更大甚至是无限的那一个光照里。
So from Psalm 8, we will see from the very beginning of just a little bit of light to the, even to the very fast and even infinite light.
那因着这样的大卫这一首诗歌，
And because of the Psalm of David's,
就解决我在前面三章到七章里边所提到的他那个经历。
Then it connects to the experiences he had in Psalm 3 through 7.
他知道用信心去寻求神。
And he knew he need to seek God in his faith.
但是他却不认识他在神那边所蒙的恩典不是靠他的信心去换来的。
But he didn't understand the grace that he received from God was not because of his faith in God.
虽然 他起初的时候向着神是有个很单纯的心。
So even though in the beginning his heart was pure before God.
像我们初信的弟兄姊妹们，连同我们自己在初信的时候，那光景是一样的。
Just like my sisters who are newly believers, or for us who, in the beginning when we first believed.
一提到主的时候，我们就觉得他满了恩典。
And whenever the Lord is mentioned, we will feel that He is full of grace.
他救我脱离了罪和死。
That He has saved me from sin and death.
那么再多几句话呢就没有了。
But then we don't have any more words after that.
当然难怪，因为你过去对神是没有认识。
And
如今认识了神了，那当然只是认识神的一点点。
And of course, it was because in the past we did not have any knowledge of God or didn't know God, and then the knowledge increased a little bit.
但是我们追求的那一个事实是继续往前去的时候。
But if we are pursuing and we are continue to pursue,
我们就发觉。
Then we'll find out.
他为什么会说，神啊，你的名字在全地何其美。
That why he said that how majestic is your name in all the earth, O Lord.
当然，他这样的一个认识是进步了。
And of course, he had made some progress in terms of his knowledge.
但是还没有完全脱离他前面我们所交通过的他的经历。
But it has not completely departed from the experience that he had, which we have mentioned before.
那弟兄姊妹记得我们这次的交通诗篇不是按照那个历史的时间来看的。
And brothers, remember, this time we share in the Psalms, we're not looking at it in chronological order.
我们是按照他学习的那个经历，一个阶段一个阶段去看的。
But we are going to look at them based on his learning, each stage of his learning.
所以你看到大卫在神的面前上去了一点，但是还是带着有一点瑕疵。
And then you can see that David has gone up a little bit higher, but then it still has its blemishes.
我刚才特别读这句话的时候是读的有点特别哈。你的名在全地何其美。
And when I mentioned about these words, how majestic is your name in all the earth?
那个问题就是在。只是在全地吗？
And the question is it only in the earth?
刚才我也特别提了出来了。
And earlier we made special mention about this.
所以在这里我们看到这个曾经是大卫的认识和经历的一点点。
And this was part of David's understanding and his learning.
但是他没有停留在这一点。
But he did not stop here.
他就一直往前去。
He continued to go forward.
但是在当年他有这个领会的时候呢，他的认识就是到了这一步。
But at that time when he had this understanding, this is the degree that he had in terms of understanding.
那为什么他的认识在当时来说就只是到了这一步呢？
So why is that his understanding stopped here?
那这就和他年幼的时候的生生活经历很有关系。
And it had to do with his experiences when he was young.
在年幼的时候，弟兄姊妹记得，他是一直在牧羊。
When he was young, when sisters remember, he was tending the sheep.
他一个人在那里带着羊群。
And he was leading the sheep by himself.
家里没人陪伴他。
And no one from his family kept him company.
他家里的仆人陪伴他，我们不大知道。
And we don't know if there's any servants of his household.
但是只知道，如果他你留意到他年幼的时候的生活呢，他就是陪着羊群，时刻在野外。来度过他的日子。
But the days of his youth, he spent his time with the sheep in the wilderness.
那因此他就有一个机会。
So then he had this opportunity.
常常会碰到那种光景。
And often he would encounter this.
如果他是住在城市里。
If he were living in the city.
尽管就是老旧的那个城市。
Or even if it was an old city.
不敢说一定没有那个机会。
We would not say that for sure that would not happen.
但是那个机会一般来说不多。
But that is a much less chance to.
如果是根据现代的城市
If it's according to today's cities,
你就一点可能性都没有。
There's definitely no chance of this.
但是他在牧旷野里头牧羊。
And when he was tending his sheep in the wilderness,
他看的最多的是什么？
What did he see the most?
白天要看羊。
In the daytime, he has
no time to look at
other. And he would not have much time to look at other things.
但是晚上，羊群都回来圈了。
But when at night, when the sheep are in the pen,
他自己孤孤单单的一个人在，是野外也好，或是反正就是靠近草原的地方的。
Or he, maybe he was in the wilderness, or he would be close to a pasture.
肯定的不是在，一定不是在家里。
But for sure, he was not at home.
那谁跟他谈话呢？
So who would speak to him?
很孤单。
He was very lonely.
没人跟他谈话。
And no one would speak to him.
谁跟他能有一点点的生活上的来往、扶持和谈论呢？
Is there anybody there to have any interaction with him or to talk to him, to encourage him? That's none.
就是他一个人。
It's only him himself.
那在这个时候，
And at this time,
他就很有机会了。
And there's opportunity for him.
在农村里生活过的弟兄姊妹们，你一定能体会这一样。
And those brothers and sisters who's lived in the farming community, you might have this experience.
在晚上，
and in the evening,
如果你还是有一在一个村落里头的时候，你还可以到那个大树荫下去听着老人家讲故事。
If you lived in a village, you might have the opportunity to listen to the elderly telling stories under the tree.
如果不是在这种情况，
but if it's not this
circumstance, 就是你带着羊群孤单的，你羊吃草吃到那里，你就跟到那里。
And that you're just following the sheep wherever there's grass for them to.
那晚上你做什么？
So what do you do at night?
弟兄姊妹，这是很有意思。
And brothers and sisters, this is very interesting.
大卫底下所说的话，大概就是在这种情势的里面给引出来的了。
So these words of David probably were brought forth under this circumstance.
他怎么领会到？神的有在全的名在全地何其美呢？
How would he have this understanding, saying that how majestic is your name in all the earth?
大卫自己就说到他当时的感觉。
And David was expressing his feeling.
他说：“你将你的荣耀彰显于天。”
That you have displayed your splendor above the heavens.
像他当年的情形，我们说他在外边牧羊的时候的那情形。
And when we mentioned about him tending the sheep,
你除了看地，就只能看天。
Apart from looking at the ground, you can only look at the sky.
白天你可以看地。
In the daytime, you can look at the ground.
晚上你就没可能看地。
But at night, you cannot look at the ground anymore.
你睁开眼睛就是满天星斗。
As long as you open your eyes, you can see stars.
不是一两颗星。
And not just one or two stars.
许许多多星，密密麻麻的星。
But many, many stars, very close to each other.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫就在这样的这个情形的底下。
It is under this circumstance.
他领会了一些事情。
That David understood
something. 说在上面，弟兄姊妹，你注意到，大卫在那里接上来交通的那些，是一个很严肃的属灵的事实。
So brothers and sisters, take note what David, what he spoke of after this as something very solemn in a spiritual matter.
不住的有机会的在那里观看星斗。
Because he continued to have the opportunity to look at the stars.
但一定就带着他很多的心思。
And that would bring forth a lot of feelings with him.
怎么是这样呢？
And he might ask, why would it be that way?
怎么那个月亮总是按照时间，它到那个位置就到了那个位置。
Why would the moon move as according to the time?
这一颗星很明亮，但周围它还是满了各种密密麻麻的星，它们怎么能悬在那个天空呢？
That this particular star is very bright, and then next to it is many other stars.
让它 会在哪里有各种各样的想法。
So it might, all these might cause a lot of thinking within him.
像牛顿，他看见苹果掉在地上，他就领会出那个万有引力的那个物理的那个原则。
And just like Newton, when he saw the apple dropping on the ground, then he discovered about gravity.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But what is the issue here?
我们是没有机会。
That we do not have the opportunity.
假如我们有机会，你会不会这样做？
But
又是另外一件事。
But it's another matter whether if we had the opportunity, would we have done the same thing?
但是大卫在他年幼的时候。
But when David was young,
他就是这样的活在神的面前。
This is how he lived before God.
他非常清楚的知道。
And very clearly he understood.
除了神做他陪伴以外。
Apart from God being his companion.
他是孤单伶仃的一个人。在原野。
That he was all alone in the
wilderness. 但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
那这一些的事情就在他心思的里面催促他更多更迫切的要认识你这一位神。
And all these things in his heart urged him to seek after God, to know him.
有一件事情我想弟兄们你不会忘的要忘掉的。
And I believe that one thing that brings us to God forget.
大卫出生的日子。
The day when David was born.
律法在以色列中间已经是很普遍的一件事。
And the law was very common among the Israelites.
而每个人都按照节期到耶路撒冷听利未人在那里的教导。
And all the people, according to the festivals, they would go to Jerusalem to listen to the teaching of the Levites.
找着祭司来给他们献祭。
And they would seek after the priests to offering sacrifices.
他们一直在做着律法上的事情。
And they were following the law.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
深刻的意思，我想他们不会领会到像我们现在在新约里面的人那么丰富。
And I believe they would not be able to understand the deep meaning like we are in
the New Testament. 但是有件事情他们做不掉的。
But one thing they cannot depart from.
这是神让我们做的。
And this is something God wants us to do.
神要让我们准时准刻来做这些事情。
And God wants us to do these things in the exact time.
神要我们是照着他的话这个样的来生活。
And God wants us to want us to live according to his words.
那么因此他尤其是我要多说这句话尤其是在律法的上面神是定规了个人家里年长的一定要带领那些年幼的去认识神。
And especially in the law God tells the Israelites that all the elders in the household would have to lead the younger ones to know God.
所以你想着在以色列的家里，头上是好像绑着那个头巾，什么意思？
And then you know they tied a cloth in the head. What does that mean?
原来在那个头巾上面都有字写在那里，你要敬畏耶和华。
And because there is these words that you have to fear the Lord.
那大卫是在这样的那个情形的里面。
And this is the circumstance in which David was in.
他时刻都会看着环境就想到神的话。
And he would look at the circumstances and would remember God's words.
留意到自己的生活的光景也就得留意到神所说过的话。
And when he paid attention to his living circumstances, he would pay attention to God's words.
你留意到他在那里说，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
So when you take a look, it says here that you display your splendor in the heavens.
这个是事实。
And this is a fact.
但是神把他的荣耀显于天是为着什么？
But what is the reason that God displayed his splendor about the heavens?
这里好像没有明说，但是实在是说了。
Even though it's not it's not told to us explicitly, but it's
already
told to us.
乃是要人看到神自己的那个荣耀的安排，无限的智慧和能力。 定做成了这个宇宙里面的一切的荣耀华美的事。
That is to let us see the glorious arrangement and the infinite wisdom and strength of God that has created all these things.
就让他想起一件事。
It causes him to think of this.
这一点我自己是非常有把握知道，大卫看到这一切，他会有一个心思里头的结论，感谢神，神把这一切都不仅是显在天上，也要显在我们的身上。
And I'm sure this is how David felt that when he saw all these things, he said, "Thank God that God did not only display this in heaven; He also is manifesting these on earth."
因为这一件事情。在大卫当时的心思里头，没有办法能脱离创世纪第一章、第二章、第三章所说的事情。
These things, they are connected to what's mentioned in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3.
他会记得神创造天地。
And at that time, God created heaven and earth.
他很清楚神怎么造人。
That he remembered how God created man.
他也很知道当人被造出来以后，撒旦怎么来打他
？And how he knows very well after man is created how Satan was at work.
结果人离弃神了以后，神怎么来显明他的挽回
？And how when man has forsaken God, how God tried to redeem them?
他也许没有我们现在新约的人了解的。比较那么深刻一点。
Even though he may not have the deep understanding that we have in the New Testament time.
但是他一定会想到那一些。
But for sure he would have thought about all those.
所以他就觉得天是这样的美，地也知道它的美，但是地却没有什么可以表达的出来，说神是那样的美。
So he would think of how majestic the heavens are, but the earth seems like it sees its majesty, but would not have any response.
但是他从神的话语里头，他领会到了，神的确有个非常美的旨意，要做成在地上，特别是要做在人的身上。
But from all this, he would understand that God truly has a very good will that he wants to do on earth, especially he wants to have it done in man.
那现在我们就要特别来留意第八章里边的话语是什么来表达这一个。
So let's take note of the words in Psalm 8, how they express this.
神要把他的天上的荣美要坐在地上，但是在地要能显出神的荣耀华美呢，就必须要先透过被造的人进到神自己所定的目的里。
God wants to show forth the splendor in heaven on earth, but in order to do this, he has to first work in man.
因为弟兄姊妹都知道。
And brothers and sisters, we all know this.
神造人的目的明明是指着他要对付撒旦。
And the reason God created man is to deal with Satan.
他要借着被造的人去对付撒旦。
It's through the created man that God would deal with Satan.
然后就借着对付了撒旦的人来显出神的权柄、神的能力、神的华美。神的丰富
and through this man who were to deal with Satan, that they would manifest God's glory and honor and splendor and authority and power.
我自己个人很深的体会到，大卫当时已经懂得这一些话，但是是不是懂得很深刻，这个我就不敢说了。
And I have a deep feeling that David at that time already understood these words, but maybe he did not have a very deep understanding.
因为你细心去读这个第八章的时候
，Because if you read Psalm 8 carefully,
你看到上面是一个属灵生命学习的那个成长。
And you will see this is the growth of a spiritual life.
你读到上面的时候。
And if you continue to read on,
你会发觉他在那里所发表的呢，乃是神自己定位要做成的事情。
What he's expressing is what God is to do.
这几件事情很有意思。
And these matters are very meaningful.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
那就回到第八篇里去。
I will go back to Psalm 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Verse 2, from the mouth of infants and nursing babes who have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
弟兄姊妹，这几句话非常有意思。
And verses, these words are very meaningful.
那弟兄姊妹，我指出来，你就会留意了。平常你自己读经的时候，或者你会忽略。
And once I pointed out, you will understand. You may have neglected them when you read the Bible yourself.
你一留意到那一点的时候，哇，你说神啊，你的作为大哉奇哉。
And once you take note of that point, you will say that God, your work is truly wonderful and amazing.
是神的荣耀在地上显明的时候，一定是把神的对头对付下去。
It's true, when God's majesty is manifested on earth, he would have dealt with his adversary.
但是神怎么对付仇敌呢？
But how does God deal with the enemy?
好像不用仇敌这个字那么重，说得轻松一点。轻松一点，神怎么来对付那些阻挡他做工的那些人所做的一切呢？
Or maybe we won't use the word enemy to put it more lightly. How would God deal with those who hinder his work?
大卫所领会出来的，他说出来，才说出来的那些呢？你回到创世纪一对，完全是创世纪里面所表达的意思。
What David understood, he spoke of, and what he spoke of was related to the words in Genesis.
在那里他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
你因敌人的缘故，你因抵挡你的人的缘故，你要从许多的婴孩。不是婴孩那么简单，是许多的婴孩，因为这个婴孩是众数的。
And it says here, because of your adversaries, those against you, from the mouth of infants, take note, it's plural, infants and nursing babes, plural.
接上来就说吃奶的和吃奶的口中，那个吃奶的又是众数。
So it's also plural in terms of nursing babes, multiple babies.
那弟兄姊妹，你现在就已经懂了，都会懂了。
And verses you know already.
这些许许多多婴孩和许许多多吃奶的哪来？
Where did these infants and nursing babes come from?
显然，那就是创世纪第二章里边所说到的。你要生养众多，遍满地面。
And evidently, it is talking about what's in Genesis chapter 2, that you should multiply and be fruitful.
那在这里就说到神采取人，或者说升高人，是神创造的时候已经定下的旨意。
So it tells us that God wanted to exalt man. It is His will from the very beginning of creation.
但是问题就是在那里的。
But that's a question.
神说那许多吃奶的。
Here God says many.
那许多那个婴孩。
Many infants and nursing babes.
他在他们的口里头，神建立了能力。
From their mouths, God has established strength.
这个能力做什么用呢？
What is the strength for?
就叫这仇敌和说的那仇敌，你。又注意到那个字句上的表达了，那是指着那个指定的那个， 不是随便的事。哦，我跟你不和好，我就说你是我的敌人。哦。
So here, in this Chinese translation, it says it's that adversary or that enemy.
他这里所提到的那些，一直就是在神面前阻挡神成就他那荣耀的旨意的，那一个集体的首领。
And this is referring to the leader of this corporation that is against God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
你留意到，这就把这一件事情和这一篇诗篇一开头的那个宣告连接起来了。
So this connects what's here to the very beginning of the proclamation in the beginning of Psalm 8.
这个诗篇一开头的时候，我观看你手所做的天，啊，那是何等的荣美。
In the beginning it says, how majestic is your name and the splendor of the heavens.
现在就说到你使那个吃奶的和那个婴孩们在他们的口中建立的能力，叫这些抵挡神的人没话好说。
And then now it says, from the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength and make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他说了这是那个外面的事情以后，
After he talked about these things are outward,
他就带出一个非常有意思的启示。
And he brought forth this very meaningful revelation.
我说大卫在年幼的时候，除了在旷野里边过日子，他从另一方面，他是不住的活在与神有交通的那个属灵的生活里。
And mentioned about, apart from living in the wilderness, David continued to live in the fellowship with God.
不然他怎么可能懂得创世纪第一章那个过去的事情？
Otherwise, how would he know about the things that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 1?
并且懂得那么清楚的何分成神手中的工作和神的对头的阻挡。
Or how would he understand the work in God's hand and the enemy's work against God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正因为他了解这件事情，
and because he understood this,
他接下去就再交通到一些事情，
and then he continued to fellowship.
他就是交通到人和神的关系，
and he fellowship on the relationship between God and man.
这个也是他能在很单纯的信心的里边能承担那个难处的一个相当重要的原因。
And this is an important reason why he could take up some hardship with very pure faith.
这个原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
神和人的联合。
That the union of God and man.
人被带到神的里面。
The man is brought within God.
因此外头我们虽然是碰到难处，
so even though outwardly we can encounter hardship,
但是我仰望这一位神的时候，他一定要把我拯救出来。
But when we look to God, that he will for sure deliver us.
那这是大卫当时的那个简单的信心。
And this is the simple faith that David had at that time.
但因着这一个简单的信心，
and because of this simple faith,
就把那个属灵的征战的事情很清楚的给我们解开来了。
And it tells us, disclosed to us the spiritual warfare.
刚才我们看到神要借着无数的婴孩和无数吃奶的来叫仇敌无话可说。
So earlier we said that it is through the numerous infants and babes to seize the mouth of the enemy.
神怎么他怎么能说的那么有把握呢？
How could God be so sure?
当然这个跟他在神面前与神紧密的交通所得着的那个启示有关系。
And of course it has to do with the revelation he obtained from a very close fellowship with God.
其次呢，
And also,
他就说出了，我为什么能说，我可以说出这样的话。
That he tells us why he could speak of these words.
因为我看见你指头所造的天。
Because I see the work of your fingers, the heavens.
被你所陈设的月亮星宿。
And then the moon and the stars which you have ordained.
我看到那个天上的各样的情形。
And I see all these things in heaven.
那样有规矩。
And they are in such order.
不会乱来。
And they are not in chaos.
他们在黑暗的时候就给人亮光。
And they will give out light in darkness.
他没说太阳。
And he didn't mention about the sun.
他说我看到你橙色的月亮，那是在黑夜里。
He says, I look at the moon that you have ordained, which is at night.
黑暗里的那个亮光从哪里来的？
Where did the light come from in darkness?
如果有，那就是月亮。
If that's light, it will be from the moon.
月亮的那个光很微啊。
And you say the light of the moon is rather weak.
它能照明你的路，你就可以放心的行走了。
And if it can shine upon the path that you're walking on, then you
如果把那一点点的光明都拿掉，那你就摸黑走，那就困扰更多了。
But if the light is taken away, then you will be walking in the dark, and then you will be afraid.
是因为这样一件事情。
And because of this matter,
就引起他那个心思转到神的工作里面去。
It caused him to think of the work of God.
那就引出底下的那一段的话。
And it brings about the words that follow.
人算什么？
What is man?
你仅顾念他。
What is man that you take thought of him?
世人算什么？你仅你仅眷顾他。
And the son of man that you care for him.
弟兄姊妹有没有留意的？
Francis, did you notice?
里边有些特别吸引着我们注意的是。
And there is something that rather attractive to us.
人算什么？
What is man?
这个人是什么人？
Who is this man?
没有说。
It does not tell us.
不过你从撒文来看呢，这一个人乃是指做人类的人。
So from the words that follow, we'll see this man is referring to mankind.
人类算是什么？
What is mankind?
你仅顾念他。
That you take thought of them.
那这个和人堕落，和跟神在第三章创世纪的那一个安排的挽回就有了关联了。
So it has to do with the fall of man and the redemption work mentioned in Genesis chapter 3.
但是重要的那一点还不是在这里。
But what's important is not here.
重要那点是什么呢？
What is important?
是接下来的所说的是。
It is what follows.
他说，世人算什么？你仅眷顾他。
He says, and the son of man that you care for him.
有时候你听他读英文就听到问题出来了。
In English, you will hear about this.
显然在这里所提到的连上面，所以我刚才说到上头的那个人算什么，是指的全人类。
So that's why we mentioned that what is man? Man is referring to mankind.
但神要执行他所要做的叫全人类的释放了。
But when God is to carry out what he is to do to deliver all mankind,
他就借着另外的一个人,
then it is through another man.
这一个单数的人,
this singular man.
并且他的名, 他就是给做称为 the son of
man. And he's called the son of man.
一提到了 son of man, 弟兄姊妹你知道了。是指着谁呢？
And for instance, when Son of Man is mentioned, you know who it is referring to.
是指着普通一个人。
It's not referring to any ordinary man.
那是指着神的儿子。
It is referring to the Son of God.
要成为肉身，他就成为人子在人的中间。
The Son of God has become flesh and become a Son of Man.
因为他成为人子。
Because he's called the Son of Man.
那个具体的意思呢是这样，神是这样表达。
And the meaning is expressed by God in such a way.
这个是神的儿子。这个是人的儿子。
This is the Son of Man.
我所造出来的人，要像他那个样子，才算是叫做人。
The man I created should be like him, then they will be qualified to be called a man.
但是他，你说他是人，他又不真实人。
But if you say he's a man, he's not truly a man.
但是你说他不是人，他实实在在是经历了神，经历了人的那一个地位、生活和经历。
But if you say he's not a man, but he has truly gone through the experience of the position of a man.
这里请留意到诗篇里头那个话是这样来表达出当时大卫在神面前的体会。
So these are the words in the Psalm that express the understanding of David before God.
开头的时候是全体的人。
In the beginning is all men.
他要借着全体的婴孩和吃奶的来把仇敌对付的无话可说。
It is through the many infants and babes to deal with the enemy.
但是一提到具体执行的时候
，But for concrete execution,
全体的人没用处。
All the men is of no use.
所以才有上面所说的，人算什么？你仅顾念他。
And that's why he said, "What is man that you take thought of him?"
那为什么人算不得什么呢？
Why is that man is not, not worth anything?
这是人都是吃奶的和婴孩。
Because these men, they are infants and nursing babes.
你怎么去对付那个阻挡者？
How could you deal with the adversary?
你没条件对付那谁的对头。
You have no, you are not qualified to deal with the adversary. But we thank God.
但神执行他的那个要做的事的时候，
When God carries out what he is to do,
另外一个人出来了，
That's another man that comes
forth. 这个人是单数的，
This is a singular man.
就称为神的人的儿子的人子。
He's called the Son of Man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们在这里很清楚地看到，神在他救赎恩典里面的启示，在大卫的心思里头有点根基。
So here we see there's a bit of ground in David's heart in terms of God's redemption grace.
他不一定能很深的了解到怎么会有这样的事情。
He may not have a deep understanding about why is such a matter here.
就因着他幼年的时候的那种经历，把他推到与神很靠近。
But because of his experiences in his youth, he was drawn very close to God.
神心里所想的，在他的心思里也有了地位。
What's in God's heart occupies a position in his own heart.
所以神在那里要做的这样大的事情，他领会得过来。
So that's why he could understand this great matter that God is doing.
不过领会到一个什么的程度，我们就没办法给他下结论。
But we cannot conclude how deep an understanding he had.
但是这个人能做成神所要做的呢？
But for this man to accomplish what God should do.
这个人子要做成神所要做的呢？
That this son of man who is to accomplish what God wants to do.
他说得非常清楚。
That he was very clear about this.
怎么清楚法呢？
And how clear was he?
你看上文。
You can continue to read on.
上文怎么说呢？
What does it say?
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Yet you have made him a little lower than angel, and you crown him with glory and majesty.
那弟兄姊妹，你特别的注意。
Does it take special note?
这个话岂不是就是说出他道成肉身到人的中间来，成为罪人群中里头的一个？
And these words talking about the word became flesh and that he came to the world and become one of the sinners, one of men.
从大前提来看，他比天使小。
So in
他比天使小。
That he is a little lower than angel.
但是从那个 实际的光景来说呢，
But in reality,
他所以比天使小。
The reason that he's a little lower than angel,
乃是借着比天使更小的那个人，也能把撒旦，把神的对头来解决掉。
Is in order to, through a man who was made a little bit lower than angel to be able to deal with the adversary of God, Satan. Francis.
撒旦就是原来服侍神的天使长，蛮大了。
We know that Satan originally was the archangel that served God.
他是在那个神的约柜的面前来服侍神的荣耀和公义的彰显的。
That he was the manifestation of God's righteousness and glory, serving before the ark, before God.
因着他的堕落，就成了撒旦。
But because of his fall, he became Satan.
现在这一位人子，他成了比天使还小的一个人。
Now the Son of Man has become a little bit lower even than angels.
的确，我们的主到地上来的时候，我们看似乎应，我们看到他实实在在。在最卑微的人中间的一个卑微人。
And truly, in the full gospel, we can see when our Lord was on earth, he was the humblest of all humble,
all men. 但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说我就要得着这个人。
He said that I will gain this man.
因为这个人是真真实实的人。
Because this is a true, a genuine man.
那我得着了这个真实的人。
Once I gain this genuine man.
我定会要把冠冕给他的。那个对象我找到了。
Then I have gained this man which I am going to give the crown to.
弟兄姊妹，你留意了这里的话，翻来覆去是回到第三创世纪第三章。
And verses take note of all these words, all these are bring us back to Genesis chapter.
超三章不是单单第三。
The first three chapters of Genesis.
你说大卫怎么能知道这些事情？
And you may ask, how would David know about all these things?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他是一个乐意亲近神的人。
Because he's someone who's willing to draw near to God.
那因此他就说到了，你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽。空中的鸟，海里的鱼，凡惊醒海盗的，都伏在他脚下。
We just read from verse 6 to verse 8.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这里的时候，你就晓得一件大事在这里给发表出来了。
And verses, when you read these words, you see that's a great matter that's expressed in here.
不错，神的儿子。就是要管理万有。
It is true that the Son of God will rule over all.
但是我们一看到这件事的时候，
But once we see this,
我们非常容易就记起这样的一个应许是神给被造的人的。
We are reminded that this promise is given by God to the created man.
那被造的人怎么能接受神这样的一个荣耀的抬举。
How could the created man be exalted so highly by God?
而这个抬举是神给人子的。
And this exaltation is given to the Son of Man by God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把这些事情都连起来的时候，
And brothers, once we connect all these things,
你非常清楚就看到。
And very clearly you will see.
道成肉身，做了人子在地上。
The word has become flesh and has become the Son of Man on earth.
借着人子所做成的救赎。
And through the salvation accomplished by the Son of Man.
所有接受人子做救主的人都被放在一个新的地位上，那就是叫做在基督里。
And all those who have received the Son of Man as a Savior, they are put into this new position, which is in Christ.
当我们一看到我们是在基督里。
When we see that we are in Christ,
你就留意到一件事情，很简单的，基督所有的一切，同时也就是这一些在基督里的人所享用。
And we'll notice this one thing that all that is in Christ, we become those who are in Christ will become
what they have. 那我们在新约里头的人就很清楚这个事。大卫当时大概不够完全了解这个事。
We who are in the New Testament time, we are very clear about this, but David at that time may not be very
clear. 但是他却知道神要做这样的事。
But he knew that God was going to do this.
当这个事情一做起来的时候。
So when this is at work.
第一。就完全给神的荣耀与华美所充满。
That the earth will be filled with by God's glory and majesty.
但感谢主。
We thank God.
这是大卫当年所有的一些经历。
And these are the experiences of David.
但是这个经历在属灵的成长上面来说还是很初步的。
But this is still at the very early stage in terms of
spiritual growth. 因为在这里仍然是说出大卫知道神是他一切的拯救。
And here it tells us David knew that God is his deliverance.
但是他对神的自己认识还是有点短缺。
But he still is not very clear in terms of his knowledge about God himself.
他只知道神是满了恩典。
He only knew that God was full of grace.
他也知道神是满了公义。
And also he knew that God was full of righteousness.
但是神他没有办法能了解的就是神的丰富如何的把人做了一个完全的包括。
But he could not completely understand how in God's abundance he is to include all men.
不管你是多少人。
No matter how many people.
只要你在基督里。
As long as you're in Christ.
就是在神的丰富里。
That you are in God's abundance.
这一个看见在大卫当时来说很不是看得很清楚。
And for David, he could not see it very clearly in terms of
understanding. 因为在旧约的里头，这实在是一个奥秘。
Because it was a mystery in the Old Testament time.
但是虽然是一个奥秘。
So, but even though it's a mystery.
但是神要跟随他的人，很清楚的来朝着这个方向往前走。
But God wants all those who follow him to go on this path to go forward in this direction.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫当时是因着他知道他能上神面前有所追求有所等候。
And David knew that he could wait and pursue before God.
他是寻求神的人。
He was someone who seek after God.
那因此神看到他这一部分神就恩待他。
So because God saw this and God gave him grace.
这个是他自己的想法。
And this is his own thinking.
他没有想到神的爱是爱在世人的身上。
And he did not know that God's love is for all the world.
他没有能领会得到神的爱是爱到要把所有的罪人都做一个扭转。
And he did not understand God's love is to turn around all sinners.
他只知道神是恩待寻求他的人。
And he only knew God was gracious to those who seek after him.
我是一个寻求他的人。
And because I'm someone who seek after him.
那他要按照他的信实来恩待我。
So that's why according to his righteousness, he should give me grace.
叫我这一个被追赶的人能成为在神的面前承受恩典的人。
So that I, as someone who is being pursued, would become someone who receive grace before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们现在看到这里的时候，你看到大卫属灵的成长是有基础的，而不是含含糊糊，只懂得一个耶稣爱我。
So that from these we know that David's spiritual learning, his foundation, he has a foundation. He is not unclear. He did not only know that Jesus loves
him. 他了解神有一个计划，要把人升高。
He understood that God has a plan to exalt man.
但是神怎么做，他没把握。
But he did not know how God was to do it.
神要把人做到一个什么地步，他没把握。
And he did not know how much God would work in man.
他只知道一件事情，我是愿意追求主的人，所以我有难处，我来寻求神，神就帮我的忙。
So he only knew one thing, that I'm someone who seek after God, so when I encounter hardship, and I seek after God, God would help me.
我再说一次，我们出信的时候都是这个光景。
Once again, I'll say this. This is how we are when we first believe.
我们只会在神面前寻等候恩典。
We will only wait for God's grace.
我们却不大知道要如何追求更深的认识神。
But we do not know how to pursue to know God deeper.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然我们有愚昧带着。
Even though we're foolish.
但神自己的怜悯还是一步一步的领我们往前。
But because of God's mercy, He continues to lead us step by step to go forward.
叫我们追求神的旨意的成就。
So that we'll pursue after the accomplishment of God's will.
那个唯一的方法乃是你必须在基督里。
And to know that the only way is to be in Christ.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当人真实的进到在基督里。
When man truly enters into being in Christ.
你就看到这个事情是完全起了变化。
And you see that's a complete change.
神的名不仅是在地上是何其美。
And God's name is not only majestic on earth.
在全宇宙整个的天上都是美。
But it's also majestic in all the universe and above the heavens.
所以第八篇到了最末了的时候。
So that's why at the very end of Psalm 8.
还是那一句话。
It's still the same words.
耶和华我们的主你的名在全地何其美。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
我们实在愿意看到。
And we truly want to see.
主的名在地上完全的被高举。
That the name of the Lord will be completely exalted on earth.
但是，在这一个过程的里头，我们必须好好的追求认识主，而使我们常常活在主里面。
But in this process that we need to.Pursue after knowing the Lord and to live in Him.
这样我们就会看到以后所发生的事情。
And then we'll see what happens after this.
人不会再看自己是被人追赶的人。
That man will no longer look at himself as someone being pursued by others.
他们非常肯定地看到我是被神引导的人。
He will be very sure to see that he is someone led by God.
这个引导里头有显明去接受恩典。
And this leading, this guidance will manifest grace.
同时也显明神的管教叫我脱离黑暗的权势。
And also will manifest God's discipline in order for me to depart from the dominion of darkness. We thank God.
在我们看到第八篇诗篇的时候
When we read Psalm 8
当然你能从其中看到更多的事
And of course you will see much more than this in here
但是在我们留意到我们作为一个成长中的属灵的一个属灵的生命在成长中的
At someone who is growing spiritually,
你就知道了，我们路应该是怎么走。不要停留在单单去享用恩典，而是要更深的去认识神那永远的旨意。
Then we will know how we should walk and not stay at just enjoying grace, but to seek after God's.
我想弟兄姊妹，你读到第八篇的时候，你不一定像我这样子把它弄得那么完整。
So, for instance, as you read Psalm 8, you may not be able to read it as complete as I do. But you'll be able to see.
提到的是神和人中间发生关系的时候，那个多数和单数的问题，你一定发觉神的极大的恩典丰富是存在其中。
But when we read Psalm 8 and all these words, and when it mentions about the relationship between God and man, and you notice about the plurals and the singular, you will discover
God's immense grace.
That we will be exalted from the earthly splendor to the honor spiritually in heaven.
但是这一切都是神的儿子。
But all these are accomplished by the Son of God for us.
真实追求神的人,
those who truly pursue after God.
完完全全是一个承受恩典的人。
And they are someone who and receive grace.
虽然在他们跟随主的路上，有时会碰到不太如意的事情。
And even though on the path of pursuing after God, they will encounter something that's not pleasant. But we thank God.
那些不太如意的事情，却是神的手，要把我们领回他所要的完全里。
But these unpleasant things are the work of in the hands of God to bring us into completion.
我想我们在第八篇，我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll stop our sharing on Psalm 8 tonight.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你丰富的怜悯，我们都是一群蒙恩的人。Because
of your abundant mercy, we are all who receive grace.
我们是有愚昧无知的时候。We
have times of foolishness and ignorance.
但是你没有把我们丢在黑暗里。But
you did not cast into darkness.
你却是用着你手中所做的功，救我们脱离那恶者。But
you use the work in your hands to save us from the evil one.
你要让我们 接受带领到一个地步，你所有的成为我们所有的。Now
you want us to receive your guidance so that whatever you have it become ours.
我们在你面前所短缺的，你都做我们的补满。That
you have made up all the shortcomings we have before you.
谢谢我们的主。We
thank our Lord.
因为你没有留下一样好处。 不给寻求你的人。Because
you did not reserve anything good from all those who seek after you.
但愿主救我们脱离属灵上的短缺和软弱。And
may the Lord help us to depart from spiritual shortcomings and weaknesses.
每天都把我们放在你丰盛的恩典里面去更新。So
every day you will renew us in your abundant grace.
叫荣耀归给你。
So glory be to you.
要给一切的感谢爱戴归于天父。
And all the thanksgiving and love be to our Heavenly Father.
我们也在他的荣耀丰富里彰显你的荣美。
And that we will manifest your glory in his glorious abundance.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
上次我们回来就锻炼几章了，也是跟着他大卫那个生命的经历里面来看下一段，那是从第九章到十一章。So
next time when we come back, we'll study Psalm 9 to Psalm 11 according to David's life experience.
不要给章处来骚扰我们的心思，你要从这几章里头看到他这个共同点。 我们就是交通那个共同点。
We try to look at the common points within these Psalms.